This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Working holiday retail can be both delightful and grueling. The crowds, the hours, all I want for Christmas for the 994th time. And this year, COVID-19. Here's Marielle Segarra.
When she first went back to work at an IKEA in California in June, Terry, we're not using her real name because she fears losing her job, actually felt safer than she does now.
Everybody was still pretty nervous and people had masks on and they were like trying to keep their distance.
But as time went on and lots of stores and restaurants reopened, she noticed customers relaxing.
People were like, oh, it's not a big deal if these places are open. And now it's a little bit harder to get people to understand that there's still danger.
So some customers don't wear a mask or they get too close to her. Sometimes she ends up in situations that make her feel unsafe, like when she helps customers load online orders into their cars. She might be touching a door handle or a seat, and afterwards,
I have nowhere nearby for me to wash my hands. And if I have 20 to 30 customers, you know, waiting for us to bring our product out, I also don't have time to wash my hands.
So she resorts to hand sanitizer or alcohol wipes. In a statement, IKEA outlined its safety measures, like hand sanitizer stations and plexiglass screens, and said the safety and well-being of its employees is its highest priority. Terry would rather not have to work in retail this holiday season, but she can't afford to quit. Trina Traylor is in a similar position. Her main job is as a union organizer, but she picks up seasonal retail work every year for 25 years now, which has meant a lot of long hours and time away from her family.
I hate it, but, it's just something that I have to do.
This year, as in the past, she'll be selling perfume for a company that operates inside Macy's.
And I have people that are trying to talk me out of doing it.
But she needs the money for Christmas presents and to pay her taxes in April.
So I don't have a choice but to do it, but I'm very nervous. I have one of those face shields, but I don't know if you've ever wore those face shields. You can't even see out of them. They're real blurry.
Some retail workers are deciding that it's not worth the risk this year. Traylor has a friend who's in that situation.
She's scared that, you know, if anything happens, that she would take it home to her mom, and her mom probably wouldn't make it.
A recent survey from Korn Ferry found that about 40% of retailers are having a hard time finding seasonal workers this year. The survey also found that most retailers are not offering bonuses or hazard pay to attract workers, which sounds about right. Trina and Terry both said they have not gotten a pay bump because of the pandemic. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.